KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a fair to partly cloudy sky, and it's currently 71 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy with a chance for isolated showers and thunderstorms today and a high of 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. First of all, a note, Atlantic Municipal Utilities will be working to shut off water to the area between Birch and Hickory Streets this morning. The move is necessary so repairs could be taking place on a broken water main. It's not clear how soon the main will be back online. Well, Stewart Police, along with deputies from Adair and Guthrie County, responded at around 1 p.m. Saturday to the reported assault of a kidnapping victim. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater said Monday the suspect, 32-year-old James Scott Smith Jr. of Mexico, New York, was being held in the Adair County Jail on $1,010,000 bond on charges that include domestic assault with a weapon first offense, harassment in the first degree, kidnapping in the first degree, and obstruction of emergency communications. Vandewater says at around 12:44 p.m. Saturday, Guthrie County Dispatch notified Stewart Police Officer Catherine Geisinger that a female, Amber Lee Garrison of Smyrna, New York, was inside the Stewart Casey's store. Garrison said she'd been assaulted and held by Smith in a Peterbilt semi-truck cab since about July 20th. She said Smith picked her up at a truck stop in Pennsylvania after the two made contact on a dating site. The woman said once she got inside the semi's cab, she was not allowed to leave. Garrison said she was also not allowed to use her cell phone or contact her family until Smith realized that she was listed on a missing person, as a missing person through the state of New York. After he saw her missing person flyers on a social media, Smith told Garrison to call her mother and tell her that Garrison was okay. Smith also ordered the woman to email a New York trooper and tell him the same thing. The morning of August 31st, Garrison called 911 and put the cell phone under the seat so Smith wouldn't know she was calling. After the third 911 call, Smith realized what was going on and terminated the call. He then allegedly held her in the cab against her will for about an hour, beat her, and held a knife towards her. Garrison said Smith threatened to kill her and himself. Adair County 911 dispatch records show there were numerous 911 calls placed Saturday morning beginning at 9:50 a.m. where a female voice could be heard asking someone to drop the knife. Due to the fact a female caller never spoke with dispatch, they were unable to get an exact location of where she was. When Officer Geisinger arrived at the Stewart Casey store, she made contact with Garrison, who identified the truck she had been held in. She said also that Smith let her go only after she promised him that he wouldn't call police. The officer noted Garrison had visible injuries on numerous locations of her upper body, including blood coming from her nose. She complained also about a possible infection caused by Smith having allegedly forced her to be tattooed. Smith said their relationship was consensual. Authorities say the case remains an open and ongoing investigation, which involves several alleged crimes in multiple states. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports also two people from central Iowa were arrested on burglary charges August 25th. 36-year-old Shannon K. Keeney of Des Moines was charged with burglary in the third degree, vehicle-related burglary in the third degree, and theft in the second degree. 47-year-old Matthew Jones of Indianola was also charged with burglary in the third, vehicle-related, and burglary in the third. He was subsequently charged with possession of burglary tools, theft in the third degree, and possession of a controlled substance. Keeney was being held in the Adair County Jail on $12,000 cash or surety bond. Jones was released the following day after his arrest on a $19,000 cash or surety bond. Authorities say Keeney and Jones entered a property and took a vehicle, then entered another property and stole items valued at $3,000. Jones was found to be in possession of numerous tools used to commit a burglary, along with a face mask, bug spray, and flashlight. He also had a backpack that contained syringes and a substance that field tested positive for methamphetamine. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports also 34-year-old Sharice Patrick, Patricia Kilgore of Bridgewater was arrested August 30th on an Adair County warrant for a controlled substance violation. She was released later that same day at $25,000 cash or surety bond. 38-year-old Jason Lampman of Des Moines was arrested August 30th on a no-bond warrant out of Lancaster County, Nebraska. And 41-year-old Jeremias Reina of Colorado Springs, Colorado, was arrested August 31st in Adair County after he allegedly made loud, raucous noises at around 2 a.m. while on a westbound bus to Omaha on Interstate 80, causing unreasonable distress to the other riders. A sheriff's deputy spoke with a Burlington Trailways bus driver while the bus was at the Adair rest area. The driver said Reina was intoxicated and had been arguing and yelling with a passenger in the back of the bus. He said the man had been acting up since he boarded the bus in Des Moines. He also said that the man allegedly tried to hit the other passenger. Rainio was warned three times by the driver to calm down and stop causing trouble. He was subsequently escorted off the bus at the rest stop and transported to the Dare County Jail and released that same day on his own recognizance. And police in Missouri Valley are asking for your help in identifying a man who allegedly committed a burglary Sunday night at Valley Arms in Missouri Valley. Surveillance video still frame imagery shows a white male with a blue shirt and bright green stocking cap with black bands. One of the bands has green lettering with the partial word BOS visible. If you have information that could help police catch the suspect, call 712-642-2736. A picture of the suspect is in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In the funeral announcements, Linda Whipple, age 80, of Messina and formerly of Rapid City, South Dakota, died Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Linda Whipple will be today at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Laverne Arnold Tibben, age 87, of Stewart, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Laverne Tibben will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel is in charge of the arrangements. Betty McCunn, age 91, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Village in Indianola. Funeral services for Betty McCunn will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Steve Furch, age 74, of Bridgewater, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Celebration of life services for Steve Furch will be Friday at 10:30 at the Bridgewater United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. Ruth McKinstry, age 85, of Harlan, died August 26th at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Ruth McKinstry will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Carol Myers, age 72, of Atlantic and formerly of Avoca, Anchorage, Alaska, and New York City, died Friday, August 30th at the Heritage House. Visitation for Carol Myers will be Saturday from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jean Ray Mahaffey, age 77, of Homosassa, Florida, died August 21st at Oak Hill Hospital in Brooksville, Florida. Services for Jean Mahaffey are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Viola Vi Kilworth, age 84, of Exira, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Vi Kilworth will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.